Well, there's been much attention on the presidential swing state of Michigan, but what about corn and soybean yields there? Has that pendulum been swinging both ways too? For answers, we check in for a Michigan Ag Today Harvest Update with Bart Marshall, Channel Seeds Field Sales Representative, covering really the southern part of Michigan, southern 15 counties. Bart, good to have you on. And harvest is really pretty much wrapped up, a little bit here and there to get to. Overall, how would you assess how the harvest season has gone from a yield standpoint?
Yeah, thanks, Andy. It's always fun to be on the do these reports with you. Michigan's yields this year in general have been exceptionally high, if not record-breaking. They are well above average. We had such a diverse weather pattern. We had a lot of drought conditions in certain areas in southern part of the state, and then we've also got, you know, the highly variable soils that are less able to take drought stress, whether we've got sand and gravel and rolling hills. And so there's a lot of different variables involved. But all in all, the corn crop has been very solid, above average to, like I said, there's areas where guys will say it's the biggest crop they've had, if not very close. Soybeans, not so much. They're above average, but we got some real heavy rains. We got some ponding and some flooding in some areas that set some soybeans back because they don't handle the water the way corn does. And so as we got too much flooding early, and then we got into real dry conditions with beans. They're above average, but everybody seems to be a lot happier with how their corn has yielded in general. A little bit happier with their corn than they have been with their soybeans.
It's kind of amazing to hear you review in that manner, because this season has not been without its challenges, and many challenges, depending on where you are.
Absolutely. We've had more variability in yields than we've ever seen. Had a friend tell me in 1 mile stretch on the road, he planted the same soybean in three different fields and literally had a 25 bushel spread in the yield within a mile. And so that gives us, you know, pause to say to ourselves, hey, we've got all this yield data and we've got all this information, but how much can you really rely on it in a year where, you know, you don't know where the water table is under a lot of these fields, and it's not level. I mean, it feels like you get one, you know, historical area that's got a little bit higher water table, and the yields there just went really, really high, and everywhere else it was dry, and it's not very far apart. And so it's going to be a challenging year to really get what I would call dependable yield data across the board because of the craziness in the water table, the soil types, and as well the rainfall that all were just all over the board this year. So it's something we're all getting used to with this, with the weather as it changes here. You know, the last 10 years, it seems to have been much more variable.
Well, knowing all of that, the variability, including rainfall variability, let's talk about rain. In the late summer and throughout the harvest season, it was a problem. It got shut off for so many people. How would you characterize your part of Michigan as it pertains to level of rainfall?
Yeah, so we were dry all the way across the board, from water to water, from Lake Michigan to Lake Erie. But the varying degrees of drought probably were the worst as you got closer over toward Toledo, the East Detroit area. Those areas seem to have more drought stress. We had a couple of showers that we got lucky with in the central part of southern Michigan. And then in the western, southwest Michigan, they've got a lot of irrigation, so they can get around, you know, some shortages in rainfall, and they're super happy with their crop. But where they didn't have rain, they felt the pressure because of their super light sandy soils. They felt the pressure of that drought as well. They probably got more rain over there, but the soil just couldn't hang on to it. Southeast Michigan's got heavier dirt. You know, northern Ohio's got more clayey type soils, and so just has a lot better ability to hang on to water later in the season.
When we talked to you midsummer, you were talking about some of the issues in fields, giant ragweed, also black cutworm, some slugs, some grubs, not to mention tar spot. What was the key to emerging from all of that to secure some pretty good yields in a lot of cases?
Well, so, you know, the economy's tight for farmers right now. They don't have, some great pricing right now. There's guys that are in survival mode or even, you know, super, you know, look where you can cut corners or where you don't have to spend money. And so we got strategic. Farmers didn't, instead of spraying the whole farm with a fungicide or the whole farm with an insecticide or whatever it might have been to fight whatever they needed to, you spray just the infected areas. We had farmers that sprayed the perimeter of their fields for weed control rather than spraying the whole 40 acres. We had farmers that sprayed the two or three hybrids that they'd planted that, you know, had a higher sensitivity to tar spot. They would be in those fields spraying a fungicide to protect against tar spot and did not spray the rest of the farm. Or in some cases, farmers that automatically were spraying once the whole farm with a fungicide thought about, you know, do we really need to do it once or do we even need to? Some farmers that actually sprayed twice 2 years ago didn't even spray the second time. So everybody put the clamps down on spending midsummer, watching these markets and watching the weather. And it made us all get very strategic in how we kept our crops coming, you know, kept our crops growing and moving forward.
Let's talk about takeaways from this year, and it sounds like one of those could be in tight times such as this year, get very strategic about how you approach the crops.
Absolutely. You know, right now, you know, we got to look at how do we hunker down and get ready for next year. I'm telling, and a lot of farmers are talking about, you know, what do they have to do to make money on the crop that they've got stored? These farmers that have got, you know, grain in bins, you know, they need to be talking to their grain buyers and looking at options to try to boost their farm income in these tight times where they can. And the two best ways of doing that is to sell your crop, you know, in a better environment and a better market, using some of the tools of that trade. But the other way, the way we try to focus is on yield. And a lot of programs that are out there to help farmers with income, carbon programs, different things guys can sign up for. Hey, if you get three or four more bushels of corn out of the field, it more than outweighs those government programs, some of those extra programs to try to make more money. So farmers are going to zero in and use, I hope to see guys use more technology to be able to zero in on what hybrids are making them the most money on a given acre, not looking just at yields by field, but yields by soil type. And there's tools out there now, Andy, that guys can use to do this. If you know that a certain soil type and a certain hybrid are a magic combination on your farm and you're getting 25 more bushels wherever those two hybrids, wherever that hybrid and that soil type are, you know, wherever it's planted in that given soil, guys next year are going to be looking at where they can plant more of that to get more yield out of that given section of a field.
Yeah.
So it's going to get super strategic.
I did want to give a tip of the hat, which you've essentially done now, to those hybrids and varieties that are making things happen in challenging years, like we tend to see almost every year now.
Yes. You know, there's companies out there that are all about innovation, and part of that innovation is having a breeding program and a pipeline and I call it a deep bench, just like in sports. And if you're working with seed companies that have a lot of hybrids that are, you know, there isn't really a lemon in the bunch. They're all good. But where you can take them and you can micromanage those hybrids and get another 10 or 20 bushels out of a given average out of a given 45 acres on your farm, that's a good investment of your time. And all goes back to spending time with your seed professional, having those conversations and working with experts in seed. Where they can help you zero in on maximizing or boosting your farm income for next year.
All right, some good information and really some positive results to talk about in a challenging year. That's always nice. Bart Marshall joining us from Channel Seeds, field sales representative in Michigan's southern counties. Bart, we do appreciate the update. Stay safe, your farmers too. We'll talk again.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Have a great rest of your year.